This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For Rosh Hashanah, speak a little about the Yonim of Rosh Hashanah. And what is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? Obviously, there's a lot to talk. Malchiyah, Zechayinah, Shaifchis. And obviously, we cannot cover Rosh Hashanah in a few moments that we have to for this year. We could take out one nekuda, one point, which I think is important, and I think is an embassy aside. I think we'll walk away with something inspiring, something that could give us esayres for Rosh Hashanah. We all know that Rosh Hashanah is the haschala of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. There are 10 days designated for Tshuva. And it begins with Rosh Hashanah and it concludes with Yom Kippur. 10 days of Tshuva means 10 days that we could do Tshuva, or we're supposed to do Tshuva. The famous Shaila, the famous question, Chayra, Tshuva has halachas that we must fulfill in order for it to be a Tshuva. There has to be Charata, Kabbalah, Vidui, to regret the sins, you have to be mekabel not to do them again. And you have to say Vidui Bepeh. According to the Rambam, that's the Iker of the Tshuva. Famous Rambam. That according to the Rambam, that is the mitzvah. Kishi Yasa Adam Tshuva, that when a person does Tshuva, he needs to say Vidui. So the mitzvah sasei of Tshuva, according to the Rambam, is the Vidui Ga. So it's not only what a person thinks in his heart, the charata and the kabbalah, but the vidui, he's got to speak it out clearly. I've done these averis and I won't do them again. There's a shail in the Rishayim, how to learn up the Rambam. Maybe even the vidui needs to include the kabbalah la'osid, that I should be mekabel clearly, that I won't do it again. I'm not here to give a shir in Hilchus Tshuva, even though I wish I could. There's so much what to talk on those Rambams. But Ein Zach is klar. One thing is definitely clear, that it's not enough what you think in your heart to mekayim what we call Tshuva Kedin, but Vidui, you got to speak it out. And speaking it out means kach v'kach osisi, I did so and so, and I'm mizvad on it. So how could Rosh Hashanah be from the Aseres Yemei Tshuva if we are so careful? We go out of our way not to mention chet on Rosh Hashanah. As a matter of fact, in the halacha, we all know that people are supposed to refrain from egoism, not to eat nuts. Why? Because egoism, egoism is gematir a chet, yeah? Did you say you did a chet? No, you didn't even say you did a chet, yeah? Just to say the word chet, but because you're eating the egoism means that what? That you did the chet? Because you're taking in the chet? It's not what it means, right? It means that I mentioned that chet Rosh Hashanah. There's no such a thing as chet Rosh Hashanah chas v'shalom. Al tiftach pel is something. Don't mention the word chet Rosh Hashanah. So do I from the Kotzke, like Zogin Sharf, he used to say very sharp. The Olam is so careful not to eat egos on Rosh Hashanah. Because egoiz is gematia chet. Chet is definitely gematria chet. That's klach. So the same way we are so careful, the same way one is so nisa chas v'shalim to have any zichron, any reminder of chet, you have to make sure that the actual chatoyim you're careful from. Shame. Why am I bringing this out? Because it brings out the kash even more. How could you do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah if you can't even mention the word chet? Could you imagine a mensch to tshuva on what? Can't say. No mensch. I didn't do anything. Shaykh tshuva. On haskaras chet, on a remes that you did something wrong, definitely not possible to do tshuva. And yet, it's considered from the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Aschal of the days of tshuva. How do these two things coincide? How do they fit together? That on one hand, it's Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and la'alacha, you can't do tshuva. Tom, we daven, is there any mention of I did chatoyim chas v'shalom? You don't mention chatoyim. Is there any mention of tshuva in the davening? Nothing. We say tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, mavir and esraya gzera. All right. So the word tshuva, maybe you could say, but the word chet you can't say. All right. Maybe tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, mavir and esraya gzera. Tshuva. On what chas v'shalom? Nothing. I didn't do anything. Chet. Punch maskas on chet. So what does it mean that it's from aseres you made tshuva? In years past, I've told you different mahalchim. One of them I told you over that I heard the big Rosh Hashiva Rebbe Yeber Wachtfeigel. Tshuva before tshuva, Aschal of tshuva. This year, let's say, try to be Masbir, another Mahalach, something that we could walk away with a new insight and understanding of tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Because obviously, Medavton tshuva. And at the same time, obviously you're not allowed to do tshuva. So how are we to understand what is the tshuva versus aseres yimei tshuva? So I want to begin with the lashon of the Tur, which is actually in the Chayodim Bariches. Chayodim brings it down clearly. And that we spoke last week, that the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yerech HaYisonim, this month, are called Yemei HaRachamim VaHaslichos. And we explained last week why are they called Yemei HaRachamim VaHaslichos. But there's also another nusach of what these days are called, and that's in the Tur, and that's in that Chaya Adam, in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. They are called Yemei HaRatzayim. Yemei Ratzayim. We'll see some machzairim, some svarim, we'll call them Yemei Rachamim Vaslichais. And some places it's referred to as Yemei Ratzayim, days of will. Now, what does it mean? What is the understanding, the taich from Yemei Ratzayim? So the Pashup Shat is that there's will between the Rebbeinu Shloilam and Klal Yisrael, and that is that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is going to be Meichelas, goodwill. It's a time of Ratzayim. We did Averis. We want to reestablish the Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shloilam. The Rebbeinu Shloilam is Mekabalos. For lack of a better term, we would call it days of goodwill. Days that the Rebbeinu Shloilam has Ritzui, that you're able to reestablish. Yes, we sinned, okay, but Mevil Zachiba Betten, we want to fix that, fix the problem. So it's Ritzui, Merutze, acceptance. And I could find you all different types of nouns to explain the word Ratzin, but more or less it's goodwill. Meichel Zayin, Mekabel, the Baishalom will accept us. The Und das ist ein mehrwertiges Wort, steht in Sfasemes. Je mehr Ratzein, because the Aveda of these days is the Ratzein. To tap into what's really inside our wants, what do we want? Was will I eat? It's Yemei, it's days that the Aveda is Ratzain. The wanting, the will. The Ratzain Pnimi of the Yid. And the Rebbeinu Shlom is searching that. That's what he's looking for. He's looking to see little Ratzain, how much want. What do you want? What is it that you want? You know, a lot of times, I once saw this and it struck me. I remember somebody coming and talking. So the Rebbe sagt to him, was willst du? What do you want? And they say, the face with tefillas mizapt, you have any idea of slichas? How much tefillas we say? Was willst du? Let's talk lemaisa. What do you want? From all the talk, and das and there, was willst du? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wissen, eis ratzen. Yemei ratzen. What is your ratzen? And I want that the Olam should understand what does that mean, ratzen. We say L'David Hashem Eiri in this tekufa. Obviously, the mizmar L'David Hashem Eiri is the avodah of these days. That's in the psukim must be the avodah. Kitz peneini besukai ra, biyayim yastireini, says right. L'David Hashem Eiri, Eiri Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Yizayim Kippur. Obviously, the mizmar of L'David Hashem Eiri is the days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Let's take out a pasuk from it. The pasuk says, "V'cham alibi bakshu ponai es ponecha Hashem avakish." And we mentioned from Rav Gifta Zatzal the translation of the pasuk, "Amevedik etaher." I want to show you something, an interesting ha'ara. It talks about bikush, the searching. Achashalti meis Hashem o isavakesh, the bikush. The bikush is the avoda to mivakesh, to search, to want. Rosh Hashanah zucht min as mizol mevelin, that you should want something. It's panecho Hashem avakesh, to search. L'cham alibi, to search. It's panecha Hashem avakesh. There's a meir de gavaf in the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says that normally when a person searches something, he's very unhappy. Why? Because as long as he doesn't get what he's searching for, he's frustrated. There is frustration. Get frustrated, right? As long as you don't get what you're looking for. By the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, by Avodas Hashem, it's the exact opposite. The Bikush itself makes the person happy, the searching. It's not about what you retrieve from the search, it's the actual Bikush, and he brings the pasuk, Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. The mevakish, that itself brings the simcha. Yismach lei mevakshei Hashem. And what's the pshat in this Chafetz Chaim HaBeisai? Because in Avodas Hashem, it's about bikush. It's the journey of looking and searching to get to the Eibishter. And the mail of that itself is Avodas Hashem. The Avodas Hashem is the bikush, the ratzin, the wanting. The searching, that itself is Avodas Hashem. and you see that that's the avodah that's required and asked of the Yid during Elul. Lecha mar libi, bakshu. Got to search. Bakshu panecha. To search, to search, to search. And Ken Zion, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Achashalti meis Hashem. Oisa avakish. The Mefarshim will ask. A double lashon. She'ela, bakasha. Stami heard many terutzim on his kasha. It's a double lashon. Why does he repeat himself? Why does he use two different lashonis? You feel what we just explained. I think there's a meidiki aside. And again, it belongs in L'David Hashem Ayri because this is the avoid of Elul. And that is, David is being mevakish. What does he want? Achashualti, he wants that it should always be what he's mevakish. That's what he wants. Achashualti meis Hashem, ichbet rebein ishleilam, that I should always be in a situation, in a state of mind, and I need eiris that I'm mevakish, eisa vakish. It shouldn't be complacent. A person sits in the besmedrish, ekumt yedin tog davenin. Okay. It becomes the norm and he misses the bikush. Achashualti, so David HaMelech, was betach for the Rabbi Yishlam. It's not only shifty beveis Hashem. It's not enough just to sit. But it should be oisa vakish. I should always want the Ratzin that I want to mean, that I want. That itself becomes a chelik of the avoida of bakshu panai. Tshuva. What is tshuva? I saw Pelig of Sam Seifer. The Chassam Sofer says that the ikr of the tshuva is not the actual tshuva. The Chassam Sofer says ha ikr hu ha taiva loshuv l'Hashem. He brings a pasuk ubo alevi ve'achat she'orecha b'chol asher ta'av nafshei. V'sheiris k'chol echov ha'kehanim. Zog the Chassam Sofer. He's coming me'achat she'orecha. What does that mean? Zog the Chassam Sofer in the drashes. He's like everybody else. He's complacent where he is. Me'achat she'orecha. Uba, he needs to come. B'chol asher ta'av nafshei. That he has to want to come. And when he wants to come, the sheiris k'cholecha v'kehanim, then he's like everybody else, the tzaddik, who's in the Beis HaMikdash, because the ikr zakta is the taivir to want to do tshuva. Zayzakta sam sefer. Avadim edavduchin tshuva. There's no question that a person needs to do tshuva. But maybe more important, and this is what the Chassam Sofer is telling us, is not the actual doing of the tshuva, but it's to taka bishav. You know, Rabbi, a person could do all the hilchos tshuva, and he misses the nekuda that he's not shav lifnei Hashem. There's a tshuva, pnimi. There's a tshuva that the person inside was a vil tzarikum into the Rabbi Nishleilam. And then there's a tshuva in Maisa. And just like every other mitzvah, a person could miss the whole yisayit of the mitzvah because he didn't pay attention to the tachlis. The Rambam speaks many times, what is tshuva v'hu, sheyashev achayte lifnei Hashem. Was will the Rambam lifnei Hashem, alle fragen das, um es damit schon gehört, der Teure ist nicht, nicht kenaie Teure, ob es sie emes, Rabbi. Man darf überchassen Sachen, was es emes. Tshuva has to be lifnei Hashem. Sheyashev achayte lifnei Hashem. It's not enough that he does all the actions of tshuva. And avel and tzarik come in to the Rabbeinu Shleil. You have to want to come back. And the truth is, Rabbi Yisrael, people don't even realize how far they are. And they also don't realize how much more inside they want to come back. A person's daily life, he gets so caught up, he runs to daven and he's caught up. And I can come in and sit and let him see how it's emes, how it's good, as a daven ton, this is right. But did anyone pay attention to inside? What's inside? Yismach lei mevakshi Hashem. The mevakish, the searching for the Eibishter. Every Yid searches the Eibishter. Yidin search the Rabbeinu Shleil. They search the Eibishter in their daily lives. A person could spend an entire day doing mitzvahs, and he didn't once think to himself, am I with the Rabbeinu Shleil? Am I connected to the Rabbeinu Shleil? And I know these are harsh words to say. I know. And it's possible that after I say the shir, someone's going to come over to me who gives you the right to say it, and make a tason, and it's the truth, rabbis. Which I tell you, I'm not afraid of the truth. The truth is, we're very unhappy, and there's a reason why we're unhappy. People are not happy. And we could give you a million excuses why we're not happy. People could turn around to you and tell, because of this happened, and because of that, and because I'm in this situation. And the truth is, if you pay attention to the Torah tells you why you are unhappy. This might make a guy unhappy. All the reasons that you think you're unhappy can make a guy in its freedom. What makes a yid unhappy? Yismach lei mevakshi Hashem. If you're mevakish the Eibishter, if you live with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, you're going to be happy. This is what the Pasuk tells us. David HaMelech had tremendous redifus in his life. Pilei ployim the redifus. He had tremendous redifus. It's Peledic, if you pay attention, the life of David HaMelech encompassed every type of tzara redifa that a person can have. His father didn't hold of him. Father held he was nothing. They thought he was a mamzer. As I can go through Tanakh, all the stuff, right? From beginning to end, he wasn't supposed to be born, and then when he's born, his shver hates him, and his father, can you imagine? His father hates him, and his shver hates him. And his son hates him. Usually you get only one of the three, right? The shver hates you is a given. At least you can come in and some tatin come in the chleifin, right? And even if a guy, the tata had to find, okay, had to the chazun. You hear from all the Zeiten, Hakman and David HaMelech, you hear from all the Zeiten. And David HaMelech speaks, Lulei Seirascha Shashuye Ozavadati Ba'oni. Was David a tzefriden mensch? Yes, he was. He was a very happy person. Because Yismach Lei Mevakshe Hashem. What makes a Yid happy? L'cha Omar Libi. You want to listen to the lave. Listen to what your heart tells you. You know what your heart's telling you? Bak Shuponai. And this is Yismach Lei Mevakshe Hashem. I'm not telling you that people shouldn't go to seek counseling. And I'm not telling you that the counselors should close up their shops. But I could tell you one thing. that what you're taught in school that makes you happy, according to the curriculum of the therapist, and that's not the answer to it. Maybe it's important to go through it, but what's going to make the Yid happy, it's going to be Mevakshei Hashem. The person is connected with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What gives me the right to say this? It's a Chafetz Chaim, I want to read to you a Chafetz Chaim, and I was very nesayer from it. The Chafetz Chaim in Chayev Payala brings a mashal. And with this mashal, he brings out tshuva. What is tshuva? Now listen carefully to the words of the Chafetz Chaim. A son, Kedaka, the Chafetz Chaim gave mashalim like this. The son is far further from his father. He's far away. Long period of time, he hasn't seen his father. Of course, he misses his father, the gaguim. This is the word that I'd like to that you should walk away with the shir from. And use this word in your avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Pay attention. Gaguim. He tells his father he's returning on so-and-so day. The father, of course, waits from the window. He waits. The day is coming. Early in the morning, he's already looking from the window. It's the day that my son is coming. Remember, Abba Yisrael, we're children of the Eibishter. And we're Mizrachim Mishulchan Av. Throughout the year, we get far. And like I explained to you, we don't think we're far. We think we're close, but the truth is we're not as close as we really think we are. The moment that the gaguim, the emotion, the gaguim, the missing, he misses, to go back, laviim shebashamayim, ha'av mitzapel l'shuvam v'chash l'krasam. So the father comes and runs towards us, Israel's psuchos, with open arms. And he says, Af sha'avad ha'keves min ha'mire. It's the same thing like when the keves, the sheep, gets broken away, lost from the flock. Hinu be'ena raya kaveidam is bakeshes. He becomes like something that, I found him. And the father is looking, I found my son. I see him. Azayid rabbi nishlam, But what's the nekuda zok the Chafetz Chaim Beran? It has to start from the son min haben nidresh lefachay zeis. She is sayru belibay rikshays hagaguim elaav. You have to miss the father, gaguim. The moment the gaguim begin on the son to return to the father, that's when the father's up to Chafetz Chaim. Reaches out to the son. Gaguim. The aside of tshuva is gaguim. The aside of tshuva is you miss the Eibishter. You long for the Eibishter. Gaguim. I want to tell you Rabbeis HaPeledikazach. There's something called Vidui Maisa. What's Vidui Maisa? When you do bia, we just had in last week's parsha. What do we say? Le'avati mimitzvaysecha v'loy shachachti osisi kechol asher tzvisani. That's a great Vidui, Rabbi Yisrael. I did everything right. Everything is gevaldik. I did exactly what you told me to do. So where's the Vidui? Imagine a person comes like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I did everything right. I did mamish kechol asher tzvisani. Hashkifa mimayin katshecha abar, give me my bracha. He told me, he said, Vida, as I stayed in Shulchan Aruch, daf machin vidui of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, Antshulik, of Yom Kippur, daf machin vidui. Okay. Fakul vidui, as stayed in my vidui meisa. Hasitzi kechol asher tzvisani, hashkifa mimayin katshecha. Avu the vidui. Where is the vidui? Of course, the Pasha Pshat is that the word vidui doesn't have to mean that I'm saying I did something wrong. The word vidui is a discussion. Beinoi lebein hamakai. You're talking to the Eibishter directly. She's vada lifnei hamakai. So vidui can mean I did right, or vidui I could do wrong. The word vidui is a dusiach. Many years ago we used this expression. It's a conversation that we have at the Rebbeinishle, which again is something we have to ma'arape. So when you say vidui, it's not something you read in the Siddur. You're talking to Rebbeinishle. You're having an honest, truthful discussion with the Rebbeinishle. That's called vidui. But there's a meiridik of vod from Sach Shalom de Belzerav. Meiridik, mamish meiridik of vod. He says, L'chayra the vidui by vidui maisa. Where is it? What is it? You did everything right. And the teretz is that a mensch teituf and ezokt osisi kechol asher tzisoni. And in his heart, he knows it's not true. He knows he didn't do everything right. But he wishes it could be true. In his heart, he's shivering halev, halevai vol tiskiven emes. I wish I could say truthfully, asisi kechol asher tzvisani, the dust is the vidui. You don't have to say you did something wrong for it to be vidui, for it to be tshuva. You could say you did everything right, and in your heart you wished it was a track of true that you did everything right. You feel there's a longing, there's a cheshik, there's a ratzon halavai vol tiskiven emes. Hatadas is eich tshuva. Guys, I want to show you something. I see the time. Give me one more minute, if you don't mind. In this week's parasha, we have the parasha of Tshuva. V'hoyo ki avoyu alecho kal advanim o'eila abracha v'aklola shenasati lufonecho v'ashivesu lovavecho. You'll do Tshuva. V'shaftar Hashem alikecho. Right, this is Tshuva. Umol Hashem alikecho es levavcho ves levav zarecho. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Nitzavim, we have Tshuva. In what context was Tshuva said in this Parsha? Vashivay Yisrael b'chol ha-goyim asher hidichichacho Hashem alikecha shomo. V'shav Hashem alikecha shivuscho. V'shav v'kibetzcho mikol ha-amim. Why is it in the context of Golas? But you can only do tshuva when you're Golas. You ever had this other?
Yeah,
it's
this. All these things.
So you had the same other. So I have a kasha. A verse is to get that bislichus. You can't figure out the pasuk alone. Of the psukim. The psukim say this. Yeah, with the tshuva there, you'll be in the, among the goyim. You'll be lost by the goyim, and the goyim Hashem will bring you back from the first. Chavesai, the reason why I'm saying this shir is because of this teretz that I'm going to give you now. I saw Peledik Hashem Yishmur. Peledik. Haflav fella. Haflav fish. Unbelievable. Yeah. We said in last week's parasha, Tachas Hashalo Yavadito Hashem Elokecha B'simcha V'tuv Lev. And because of this, all the terrible things that it says in the Teichacha happen. Most of it is about that you're going to Golis. And in Golis, the Goyim are going to torture you. Fregin ala de kashe. Because I didn't. Eved Hashem b'simche. Krieger chazel cheklep. And on top of that, Golis. It's two kashes, Rabbeinu. The first kasha is turchnish besimche. Is was? Ekvelt, it's the end of the world of tachas hashleach. Tell me, is simcha one of the tayak mitzvahs? Okay, if this Hashem besimcha, it's a good thing. This is why I go to Golis. This is the terrible thing. There's a very famous Chassam Sefer that says, Tachas HaShaloya Vadito, you didn't do it, and you were besimcha, but you didn't do it. Tusnish, du bist noch zufrieden, lass it tusnish. It's a drush rabbi. In Tachas HaShaloya Vadito, and this was by you, Simcha. You were thrilled that you got away with it. I didn't have to go. I have an excuse not to come tonight to learn. Oh, I care about you. By smiling. Tachas HaShaloya Vadito, Hashem Leikecha, that's not zufrieden zu leben da. I'm sorry, but it's a drush. Pasha Pshat Rabbeisa is, you were not even Hashem, so what? It's worse. And second of all, we all know there's something called Mida Keneged Mida. So why is the gullus and the torturing of the goyim and the shdos is Mida Keneged Mida fatach tzlevad shlom kecha besimcha? Question that bothered me for many years. Zen Del Vach and Shem Yishmur from Avni Nezer, unbelievable, unbelievable what? Gullus Rabbeisai is not an Einish. Gullus is that when we get lost in the Gullus, then we start longing the mitzvahs, we start longing the Rabbeinu Shleilim, we start having Gaguim. How many times in Musaf do we talk about the Nebes, talk about Chila? We look at it, we say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, your Malchus, your kingdom, your Kovid, your Beis HaMikdash. And you know why? Because we don't have it. Because we're in Gullus. So when you're in Gullus, you start looking and longing for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Tachas HaShaloya Vadetzu Hashem Leikecha B'simcha Reduv Leiv. You were an Oyved Hashem. Rabbeinu Shleilam, I was excited to be Oyved Hashem. I was excited to do the mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Shleilam sends us in Gullus, not in Einish, but it's a tikkun. Like this you're able to what? To start warning to be Mevakish to Eibishter. U'bikashta Misham Es Hashem Leikecha Vaita Tshuva. That's where the Parsha Tshuva and Parsha Vayelechim. Misham Yikabetzcha. What does that mean? You'll be Mevakesh, you'll be Kashta Misham. Because Tshuva is Bakshu Panai. You have to want, you have to search, you have to long. This Rabbeisai is the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. It's Yimei Ratzai. Avadi, it's not Tshuva and Chatoyim. You can't do Tshuva and Chatoyim. It's Lira Yisuschach, Veidecha, the Malchus of the Eibishter. We're coming back. Like the sun who comes back and is missing the Rebbeinu Shem. Yeah, we were far away. Yetz Medanen Tetzach, we're getting close. We're doing the Tshuva, the pnimius of the tshuva. What is tshuva? It's lashuv el Hashem, literally. Kum tzirik, darzun kum tzirik, mit kaguim, with longing to you. That's the tshuva that's done on Rosh Hashanah. Seres yimei tshuva, yeah. The chatoyim part, tosak mitzintatn, listen to the last word, Rabbeisa. Zu melech, dat mit alzo yisak. Shoshanah, the Melech. Just say we want to come back to the Melech. The Vils Vissen Shmutz, Satatav, it's for a father to clean up the blood. In Kippur. In Kavodim, in Einul Chakluyes, Achit Chaneinu, we'll wait till Yom Kippur, the Tatav, at the Sarum Ram. But the Yisoid of the Tshuva, the Lashav El Hashem, Atidas is Rosh Hashanah. But say Nem Dem Yisoid. Take this aside. There's a type of a tshuva, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I wish I can say none to me. I wish it was true. I wish I could have done good. Yom Kippur will worry about what I did bad. Shana is tata, I want to do good. I want the year should be good. I want to do what's right this coming year. Yom Kippur is what I did bid the past year. Two parts of tshuva, I say. Rosh Hashanah is the future. Kabbalah, I want it to be a good year. It's Rikumen. I want to make it right. I want the vidui for Sisi Kachala Shetzisani. I'll do it right. And Kip is the vidui. And Tzazamin Hakmin Aseres Yimachu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.